You know, this morning as I was searching the heart of the Lord, I came across where he is appearing in the Gospel of John. The Lord comes in their midst and he just shows up. And my cry was, yeah, show up this morning, Lord. Mm. Just show up. Come into our presence. And there's Thomas having a problem. How many know if there's a little Thomas in all of us?
Amen.
I praise God for St. Thomas because it gives me hope. And Thomas, of course, is absent on the first try, but then he shows up again. So sometimes we have to have an impact from the Lord that comes a second and third time because, well, maybe we're disconnected and not conscious of the fullness of what he's trying to do to us or in us. So when he shows up the second time, Thomas is there, and you got to remember, the Lord is God. He may not have known what was professed through Thomas when he had the discussion with the other disciples, but I'm absolutely convinced that when Jesus showed up the second time, Thomas had egg on his face. And, you know, sometimes we like to push the button to take somebody into the next level. And here's the Lord showing his hands and the holes in his feet, and Thomas falls apart. Thomas falls apart. Why?
Probably because of his unbelief and because now the Lord's standing in front of
him. His unbelief is the major issue. His unbelief is no different than in those in your family and mine that I would like to give them a good
kick.
Readjustment. I don't care which part of the body you want to use. They would need a readjustment, and the only one that can do it is him.
Amen.
If you try to readjust someone from their convictions, you become the bad guy. If you are a critic, you're joining the dark side. So it needs to be changed. And this morning, we noticed that one of the cups was soiled, and so was this one. And the Holy Spirit wants you and me to be aware of the need for the intercession. And the levels of intercession, I think, are needed from different individuals for whatever purpose that they have been injured. Because usually there's an injury that happens. Would you mind putting the wine in, please?
This one's not too swift either, Ken.
That means we need to have another one, or
we don't have any more blue.
Does it really matter?
No.
Thank you. if Jesus is here, he'd have a different glass for everyone, because at one time, perfect. Go for it. You know, the traditions of men get us in trouble. The traditions of the Lord get us free. So, looking at Thomas gives me hope that those who are struggling with unbelief, Jesus will visit with them. So this is my prayer this morning. If you'll close your eyes and put your hand on your heart, Say, Father,
Father,
there are many in my heart,
there are many in my heart
that need a transition.
That need a transition.
From unbelief,
to truly believing
that you have a plan for their lives.
It's a plan of salvation.
It's a plan of deliverance.
It's a plan of resurrection.
And we're expecting something awesome.
And we're expecting something awesome.
In every one of their hearts.
In every one of their hearts.
We trust you, Holy Spirit.
We trust you, Holy Spirit.
To show up for them.
To show up for them.
Like you did for us.
Like you did for us.
And we're looking forward.
And we're looking forward.
To a mighty victory.
To a mighty victory.
That only you can provide.
That only you can provide.
We declare this to be the blood of our Savior.
We declare this to be the blood of our Savior.
And we declare the matzah.
And we declare the matzah.
That was a sign for Passover. To every generation.
To every generation.
From Moses on.
They would look at the matzah.
It was made from unleavened bread. It was burnt. It was pierced. And they didn't have a clue. Today, when we break this, we break our traditions. We ask that you would just release to us, Lord, the understanding of who you are. I want to take this for those that are in my heart, and that includes our president, the officials throughout the land, all those that believe in Christ, that they will be taken to the next level, like we were yesterday. And that the anointing that's come into our hearts would touch them today.
Amen.
Because we can't.